This message you're about to hear is from the stable of Pastor Mike Ofuego, the senior pastor at the Perfect Will of God Mission. As you listen, may you be blessed.
When we work with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He shed on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but a toll He doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to talk about the true deliverance that starts with the mind. That is the title of this message, saying true deliverance starts with the mind. True deliverance, it starts with the mind. If the mind of a man is not delivered, he can't be delivered. That's why I see a lot of people running from pillar to post, church to church, seeking for deliverance when their mind is dirty, when they are full of wickedness. You see some people book for 300 days deliverance, and they must be coming to church every day, every day. Some people, they book them for morning deliverance. Don't you have a job? Don't you work? The Bible says, any man who will not work, let him not eat. That's the Bible. Your own Bible will not be different. Any man who does not work, he should not eat. That's what the Bible said. Some people, you are booked for deliverance all the time. Let me tell you the gospel truth. True deliverance starts with your mind. If your mind is not delivered, you will never, never be delivered. Now look at this. I want you to look at the book of Philemon. Philemon is a book of one chapter. Philemon. It's a book of one chapter. I want to read verse 14. It says, but without thy mind would I do nothing. But without thy mind would I do nothing. Without your mind, God will not do anything for you. It is your mind that makes it up. So whatever you have in your mind is what will be happening to you. Of course, you know the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you're thinking dirty things, how would you think you're going to get deliverance? Wickedness will breed wickedness, because like attracts like. That's the truth. So if you're wicked, forget about it. If your mind is dirty, forget about deliverance, because it will not come. You will not get it at all. Look at the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2. What did he say? In Romans 12 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. You see that? But let me read verse 1 of that scripture, Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Look at that. Present your bodies. What? A living sacrifice. It must be holy. It must be acceptable unto God. He says it is your reasonable service. But people told you that God does not look at your body. That the spirit does not look at the body. That's what they preach to you. You can dress anyhow. You can do anyhow. No, but God doesn't look at the body. Open your hands. Go anyhow. Because God does not look at the flesh. But look, just look at what the Bible said here. Present your body. Apostle Paul was begging them. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, I'm begging you. I am kneeling down and begging you. Please, I'm begging you. I am begging you, my brothers and sisters. That's what Apostle Paul is saying here. What am I begging you for? To give me bread, money, support, this? No, but to present your bodies a living sacrifice. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Not only will you present it a living sacrifice, it must be holy. If your body is not holy, how will the Holy Spirit live in you? The Holy Spirit only lives in a holy body. You must be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. You must be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. You must be sanctified and holy, for I am holy. You must be holy. You must be sanctified and holy, for I am holy. You must be holy. You must be sanctified and holy, for I am holy. You must be holy. Your worst enemy is that person telling you that God does not look at the flesh. He said, Apostle Paul is begging them. Please, I beg you, I beseech you by the mercies of God Almighty, that he present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Your body must be acceptable. Your dressing must be acceptable. Your attire must be acceptable. Your packaging must be acceptable. The way you appear before God must be acceptable before the Holy Ghost can come into you. Without it, if you are not acceptable, God will not come into you. If you are not acceptable, then God has no business to do with you. Look at today. We're almost begging people to come into the church and worship. That's why you see a lot of things happening. The truth has been watered down, that we no longer hear the truth in the churches. So present your body a living sacrifice. If you want deliverance, people go from church to church, deliverance here and there for years. Even if you are the factory that manufactures and produces demons, by now the engine that produces them would have knocked down. Every year, deliverance from church to church. Once you hear there's a man of God that deliver, they give you water, you drink, dirty one, you drink, eat this, you eat that, some men of God use sweet, some use all kinds of stuff. No, we don't use gimmick. It must be done in truth and in spirit. What is deliverance? It simply means to set free. Freedom. Deliverance is not only when you have mermaid spirit or you have witchcraft. There can be a lot of things. You can be delivered from stubbornness, from pride, from gluttony, eating too much. You can be delivered from going to church late. You can be delivered from stinginess. You can be delivered from beating your wife or fighting your husband. You can be delivered from all kinds of stuff. Whatever is not of God in you. New dressing. You need deliverance. Wrong fashion, wrong makeups. You need deliverance. Or you need to get my message on makeups. The Genesis, how it started. Why women are painting their mouth red. Why you're painting your fingers red. These are the things you don't know. But you're doing them in ignorance. You need to get my messages on that. Or come to the church and listen. And you get the true message. And your life will never remain the same again. The truth is what I tell you, because the end is very near. We are the end. So this is no time to pretend. This is no time, you know. No, it's not business. This is the time to preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Things you don't know you're doing, then doing in ignorance. Oh my goodness. You need to get a lot of messages which I have put down that is going to help you to become what God wants you to be in life. And be not conformed to this world. Don't think like the people of the world. Don't be like them. Don't dress that lame. Don't appear like them. You have nothing to copy from the world. Nothing to copy from the people of the world. You have nothing. But look at the church. The church is copying from the world. All kinds of fashion we bring to the church. All kinds of madness we bring it to the church. The church, which is the house of God, which is supposed to be the citadel of truth, holiness and righteousness, have become dens of robbers according to the word of Jesus Christ. And we see it happening and we keep quiet just because we want the money of the people. Oh my goodness. Oh, I weep and cry for the church. I weep and cry for the church. You need to listen to my message. The deceived. The deceived. And how to know you are going to hellfire from here. Because you need to know where you're going from here. But you need to get that message. Let me not digress, but let me continue. On true deliverance, it starts with your mind. Your mind will first of all be delivered before you're going to get any deliverance from any man. Look at the book of the book of Colossians. Let me read Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. But now ye also put off all this anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. If you have not put up the old man, how can he say you are delivered? How can he say you have deliverance? To be born again is one deliverance we all need. But now, it's not there. We need a lot of changes in us. If you go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. But if you look at verse 22, it says that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one body. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Anger is dwelling in the church, even in the pulpit. Even on the pulpit, anger. The man of God is preaching, he's so angry. No. Neither give place to the devil. Verse 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor with walking with his hands, that he may walking with his hands the things which is good, that he may give to him that has need. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto your hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Does this exist in the church? Do we still have this kind of spirit in the church? Forgiveness is gone, dead and buried. Love is gone, dead and buried. We're just going to church for formality's sake. Choir is fighting choir. Pastor is fighting pastor. Pastor is fighting members. People cannot endure sound message now. You preach one message, they are offended. The people get offended easily and leave. Why should he speak that way? We are in the days that it is members that are telling pastors what to preach. If you don't preach to please them, then they leave. If you say anything that they think is against them, they leave. So no man of God preach anything against the people. We are not preaching against them, but against the deed. It's not we're not preaching against the people, but against the deeds. Don't do this, don't do that, no way. In some places, you no longer call hellfire. You spell it H-E-L-L. That's the way. You know that you're going to go to H-E-L-L. No more. Because we don't want to offend the people. Jesus preached a message, and after preaching, the crowd left. All the thousands left. The 5,000 left. The 72 left. Everybody left him. And he turned and saw the 12 and he said, what are you still doing here? Can't you go? Go and find your ways. And they said, no, master. What did he preach? That they must eat his flesh and drink his blood. Cannibalism. But is that what he meant? No. But they left. We're in the days that people can't hear. Big men cannot stay in the church to be addressed. Big women cannot stay in the church to be addressed so that they will find heaven. They love where they will be petted, be given, where the people pet them and give them big names. You need deliverance. Don't be deceived. What are we supposed to be delivered from? Our evil character, pride. Deliverance starts from the mind. You need sound mind. Deliverance from what? From evil character, behaviors, things that bring us down before God. Who needs deliverance? Everybody needs deliverance from one thing or the other. That's the summary. Remember that this is not the full message. If you need the full message, you can go for the CDs. Hindrances to deliverance, living in sin. When you are living in sin, you can't get deliverance. If you are living in sin, wickedness, you can't get deliverance. Then demon possession and oppressions. Demons can not live in the body of a true child of God. One who is born again, spirit-filled. The demons cannot live in that body. Once a child of God is spirit-filled, no demon can live in that body. But when a child of God is not spirit-filled or has gone back to the world, demons will both oppress and dwell in that body. The demons can oppress a child of God that is spirit-filled when he is weak. When he becomes weak in prayers, when he becomes weak, spiritual weakness comes upon him, the demons can oppress him, but they cannot dwell in him. They cannot possess him. But a child of God that have gone back, talking all manner of things, judging preachers, gossiping and the rest, demons don't only live in them, they use them mightily. They use them mightily. They, from serving God, they become agents of darkness still in the church. But you think they are there. They are not there. So deliverance, through deliverance, will start from your mind. That's where true deliverance starts from. So get delivered. Get this full message. Deliverance from all the stuff we do. Fighting our spouses, fighting our family members, and doing all kinds of things. No matter if there is any problem in your life, see a genuine deliverance minister. He will help you out. If you have no one to go to, then come to us. No matter what spirit is in you, that spirit is going to leave you. That one is sure. No matter the power of darkness that have held you, you can deliver yourself from marital problem. You can deliver yourself from delayed marriage, you are not getting married, sickness, barrenness, diseases, and all the rest. you can deliver yourself. The Lord God Almighty be with you as you come for deliverance. You are blessed. Worship with us every Sunday. Every Sunday we gather to worship, we get deliverance. God bless you. Amen.
Nothing uplifts like the Word of God, and I trust that the message you just heard has uplifted you. Now, if you'd like to make a decision, if you want to be born again, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you just said that prayer, I'm glad to tell you that you are now born again. You are now a child of God.
This message you just listened to was a message from our senior pastor, Apostle Mike Ofoegbu, the author of the Dangerous Prayer series. For more information, call 080-8420-2031 or 080-3304-9782. Or you could worship with us at our weekly and Sunday services at Path of Will of God Mission, opposite Fountain of Life School, behind Daman College, by Close One Gate, Satellite Town, Alakija Bus Stop, Badagry Expressway, Lagos. Stay blessed.